Passage 4. Good afternoon. It is a pleasure for me to attend my first IPIC annual meeting, and indeed a pleasure and honor to have been appointed CEO of CIPO. Our 5-year strategic plan for the period of 2007 to 2012 is a key step in outlining how CIPO will improve our administration of the intellectual property regime and better enable innovators and creators to more effectively use the IP regime to enhance their performance, as well as that of the Canadian economy. This is the dual mandate for CIPO. We are now in the process of fine-tuning performance measures for the strategic plan and will publish it on our website and share it with you no later than January 2008. In preparing this plan, we listened to your ideas and expectations, as well as those of other key clients, staff, partners, and stakeholders. We thought about our environment and opportunities, and we translated this into specific directions and outcomes. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your input, and also recognize the leadership of David Tobin as he led this effort this past year. In moving forward, we will focus on 5 strategic directions to achieve our vision of becoming a leading intellectual property office. These 5 directions are: A, client services, managing the granting of IP rights. B, outreach. These 2 together constitute the core of our business. C, the IP administrative framework. D, our efforts on the international front. And E, our people. These last 3 are fundamental to achieving success in our core business. Further, to become a leading IPO, we must continue to provide A, quality examination in all product lines. B, access to well-trained and knowledgeable staff. C, comprehensive online services. And D, we must be proactive in our service offerings and in improving legislation. Our 2007-2008 business plan, now available on our website for the first time, and copies in the room, articulates in detail how we will go about increasing efficiencies in order to support increased productivity and to make progress on our strategic plan. These 2 plans are closely linked. The activities highlighted in our business plan in this bridge year represent our core functions and year 1 delivery of our 5-year strategic plan. In addition to tracking our progress on implementing the key activities in our business plan, we are currently fine-tuning performance measures that will help us assess our performance on achieving our strategic plan. Some of these longer-term measures include A, average total pendency, in order to track improvements in the average time required to process an application. B, client satisfaction with CIPO's service standards in order to assess whether or not CIPO is performing up to our clients' expectations. We look forward to sharing these measures and to keeping you updated on our performance. As evidence of our desire to build in this area, we intend to begin publishing, starting on a semi-annual basis, operational performance statistics so that you too can track our performance over time. CIPO will also continue the work it is doing to address clients' evolving needs and priorities by progressing on the three main service improvement areas identified in its 2005 National Client Survey: communications, accessibility, and turnaround times. Let me conclude by reminding you that CIPO, as an organization, has sound fundamentals. We understand and are delivering well on our core business. We will continue to look for ways to improve CIPO's focus and to pursue our assigned mandate. We will strive for continuous improvement of services based on client feedback, offerings from other IP offices worldwide, and technological advances over time. We will use our strategic and management performance metrics to measure how well we are staying on track. And we will continue to build on already solid client relationships. I look forward to working with you. Thank you for your attention.